I feel a deep sense of solidarity with each of you standing here today, and especially for those who are suffering in China today. The persecution of Falun Gong is one of the worst human rights abuses in the world. The Chinese government is motivated by the Marxist ideology, an false and evil ideology. This ideology teaches that human beings are nothing but matter in motion, no better than an animal. Because the Chinese communist ideology teaches that human beings are just animals, then they think it's okay to take out their body parts, their organs, and use them for research, even without the permission of those who died. What a horrible, disgusting crime the Chinese communist regime is perpetrating against the members of Falun Gong today. Not only are they mining the body parts of Falun Gong practitioners, but even worse, they are attempting to destroy the spirit of the Falun Gong. But they cannot do it, no matter how many times they arrest them, to put them into re-education camps, torture them, even murder them. The spirit of Falun Gong is the human spirit, which is an eternal, absolute spirit, and it will never be defeated. Maybe it sounds like I'm a Falun Dafa practitioner, but actually I'm not. Just I know that human beings are spiritual beings, and that truth will never be defeated by a lie. So I look at the Falun Gong members as I look at the ancient Christians who were persecuted and sometimes repressed by the Roman government. There were times when the Roman government was able to make the Christians become less in number. But because of the prayers of the early Christians, because of their spiritual beliefs, because of their understanding that they will never, that they are not just their bodies, but they are eternal beings, they eventually prevailed. And I believe that Falun Gong will eventually prevail, religious freedom will eventually prevail, and China will emerge as a truly great nation in the world. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me today. It's a real honor to be here. So I'm the US representative of Reporters Without Borders, which is the largest press freedom organization in the world. So what it means is that since 1985, we defend journalists and we defend anybody who can be persecuted for what they think and believe. That's why I'm here today. Because today in China, as you all know, Falun Gongs are persecuted, arrested, tortured, and killed. But also Tibetans, Uyghurs, journalists, citizen journalists, or anybody who expresses themselves freely could face persecution. China is ranked 174th out of 179th countries in our last press freedom index. I could spend the day making a list of violations of freedom in China. Today I will just give you some example of violation of freedom of information. Websites are blocked every day, social networks are censored, journalists are dismissed when covering sensitive issues. There are continuous attacks by Chinese authorities on media, artists, human rights activists. I just want to mention two examples today, just to remind you that Hu Jia, the human rights activist, was beaten up on June 20th. Or also, I want to remind you the case of the world famous artist Ai Weiwei, which is still facing improper legal proceedings. But not only Chinese people are persecuted. I want to make you realize that even foreign media are facing freedom violation. The Bloomberg website was censored end of June after publishing an investigation on the Vice President Xi Jinping. But also the Al Jazeera English office was closed after its main reporters was expelled. The Chinese authorities are stepping up efforts to silence criticism and independent reporting, taking advantage of indifference in the international community. Without free Chinese and foreign media in China, persecutions against Falun Gong, against Tibetans, against artists, against journalists, but against any citizens will be more easily forgotten. So I just want you to thank you for being here today to show that we don't forget them. Thank you.
I want to thank all of the organizers of this wonderful rally and all of you who are here participating, who support freedom for all people. I'm honored to be at the U.S. Capitol with you. The Institute on Religion and Democracy is committed to continuing to work for the human rights and religious freedom of all who are oppressed by the Chinese Communist Party. We condemn the violations of human rights perpetrated by the communist regime, including the oppression, persecution, imprisonment, torture, and the horrific crime of harvesting organs from Falun Gong practitioners and others in China. This annual rally is a powerful reminder of the terrible violations of human rights committed by the Chinese regime against Falun Gong, Chinese Christians, Uyghurs, Tibetans, human rights activists, and, as we have been reminded most recently by the escape of heroic Chen Guangcheng, millions of baby girls. Looking out upon all of you today, and there are so many of you, it reminds us, though, that you would be just a tiny fraction of the number of people persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party regime. And this rally is important because it reminds us that truth is a powerful weapon against evil. In fact, in the words of Jesus Christ, who I follow, the truth shall set you free. Here today, we are speaking the truth in front of the U.S. Capitol, to Congress, to the White House, and to the world about this persecution, because the more the truth is revealed, the more that those who want to change things will be empowered. As we know, the Chinese Communist Party regime continues to persecute, abduct, arrest, torture, and kill innocent victims on a daily basis. Sometimes the truth comes from the most unlikely sources, such as one of the worst persecutors himself, Wang Lijun, who, it is reported, gave officials at the U.S. consulate confidential documents about top communist officials' involvement in the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners and about organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in prisons, hospitals, and labor camps. We need to use this truth that has been revealed to continue to push for strong U.S. government action for the persecuted and for the democratic transformation of China. But this is not the only truth that is bringing freedom. We are also here today to celebrate over 100 million Chinese who have quit the CCP. Hallelujah. The Quit the Party movement is sweeping across China. How did these millions and millions of people become free from the Chinese Communist Party? They learned the truth about it, thanks to the amazing book, Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party. And that truth gave them the power to act. I think that the little book, Nine Commentaries, is going to wipe out Mao's little red book. Yeah. In a world in which more and more people in more and more nations, particularly in the West, and even, I fear, in the United States of America, are being deceived about communism and socialism and are relinquishing their freedom and allowing the government to take care of them, you who know the truth about the lies, tyranny, and terror of communism are a shining light. I hope that you will speak the truth about this evil to your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends who have not experienced persecution and lack of freedom, and remind them how grateful they should be to live in a country where they are still free. Thank you for speaking the truth, and may you continue to grow and be blessed in your knowledge of the truth. Thank you.
Freedom to believe and practice your beliefs in public and in private is the core of what this country was founded upon and what we believe are fundamental human rights for all people in every nation, including China. I am honored to be here, but I am also dismayed by the continuing vicious and unwarranted persecution of the Falun Gong and other religious minorities by the Chinese Communist Party. How did the one-child policy come into being? How did the policy of persecution toward Falun Gong come into being? A few ill-advised leaders with no accountability to their people enacted these policies. Leaving aside the human rights aspect, leaving aside, in the terms of the one-child policy, the despicable cruelty of those who forcibly aborted Feng Jingmai and left her baby's corpse beside her. Leaving aside the millions of similar stories which are never told. Leaving all that aside, this policy has been debunked on economic, demographic, and social grounds, on every ground on which sound policy is supposed to be based. Yet the totalitarian government of China refuses to relent. Like the decision to persecute the Falun Gong, once put into effect, these policies of oppression are placed above question. But the Chinese people, the courageous, undaunted, unbroken, the Lu Xiaobos, the Gao Zhishengs, the Chen Guangchengs, the Falun Gong, the Uyghur Muslims, the Tibetan Buddhists, the Christians, all the people of China are beginning to question a government which claims the right to control every area of human life. Some things in life are too fundamental to be controlled. The government's efforts to control its population are creating a vicious social and economic backlash in China. I tell you that the coming population implosion will shake China to its foundations. I appeal to the government of China to exercise the rule of law, to end the coercive brutality of systems of oppression such as the family planning cadres and the 610 office, and to embrace the religious diversity of the Chinese people. Only then will China achieve the greatness of which it is truly capable. Thank you.
It is truly an honor as a Chinese living in New York to be standing here with the champions of freedom, such as yourselves, here in the capital, the beacon of freedom, the beacon of the free world. Now, we stand here today to celebrate the movement that is spreading the voice of freedom throughout China. At the same time, we stand here today to expose the evils of a dictatorship whose widespread human rights violations perpetrated on its own people are unsurpassed. 13 years ago, almost to this day, when many of us heard about the beginnings of the crackdown of Falun Gong, I, like many of you here, were at a loss. The sense of hopelessness was almost overwhelming. Then a few years later, I remember vividly meeting for the first time a survivor of a labor camp being persecuted for her practice of Falun Gong. And I could not believe hearing from her firsthand experiences what was happening in today's 21st century. It changed my life. But today, the way we connect and share and collaborate on the internet, social media, has changed the rules. We live in a truly interconnected global village. And throughout the ages, we've always been reminded, as the earlier speaker said, that the truth will set us free. And for the first time in history, the truth can be spread faster than ever before and can help set 1.3 billion people in China free. So it's only a matter of time before the desire for freedom, one of the most fundamental and innate desires of humanity, will be so overwhelming that there will be no turning back. And there is a way forward, and truth is the way. And it requires all of us here to collaborate, for all of us here gathered today to work as one body. And through the power of compassion and collaboration and technology, especially anti-censorship technology, which has allowed media such as NTD Television, the Epoch Times, to spread the truth into and out of China, the struggle that is happening with the leadership, the fragility of the Communist Party right now, we can spread the truth and awaken the conscience of people around the world, and importantly inside China. There is nothing more powerful than an idea that has come, and that time is now. Speak truth to power. Free Falun Gong. Uphold truth, compassion, and forbearance. Free China. Thank you.